Griot Audio presents Nighthawk by Beverly Jenkins, narrated by Kevin R. Free and directed by Robert Pear.
Prologue. Coast of Scotland, April 1889. A somber Ian Vance stood over his mother's headstone while a gale blowing in from the North Atlantic raised his black duster like wings. During his life, he'd been blessed with the love of two women, and now both were gone. His wife, Tilda, died at the hands of a murderer named Bivens, and his mother from loneliness and broken dreams. He gazed ruefully out at the jagged cliffs of Scotland's coast. Angle-winged seabirds called to one another as they dove in and out of the spray. His mother, Colleen, had been like them, rising and falling on the winds of life. No matter the storm, she always had a ready smile and a twinkle in her eye to let him know she'd one last trick up her sleeve. But when her beauty faded, the men who'd eagerly provided for her in exchange for what she provided in bed faded too. In her world, youth trumped age, and there were no tricks up the sleeve for that. The sound of carriage wheels traveling over the cobblestone road that ambled past the small cemetery caused him to glance up. The black coach rolling into view was a lavish one, the red and gold crest emblazoned on the door all too familiar. It belonged to the local laird, Ian's grandfather. 2 decades ago, and with Colleen's blessings, Ian had fled Scotland for a new life in America. He'd vowed never to return to the land of his birth, but the letter he'd received from Colleen's ancient cook about his mother's passing drew him back to pay his respects.